A Thomas Nelson audio presentation. The Grace of God by Andy Stanley. Read by Matt Baher. Introduction. The Story of Grace. Grace. What I crave most when my guilt is exposed, the very thing I'm hesitant to extend when I'm confronted with the guilt of others, especially when their guilt has robbed me of something I consider valuable. Therein is the struggle for grace. It's this struggle that makes grace more story than doctrine. It's the struggle that reminds us that grace is bigger than compassion or forgiveness. That struggle is the context for both. When we are on the receiving end, grace is refreshing. When it is required of us, it is often disturbing. But when correctly applied, it seems to solve just about everything. Contrary to what is sometimes taught, the opposite of grace is not law. As we will discover, God's law is actually an extension of grace. The opposite of grace is simply the absence of grace. To say that someone deserves grace is a contradiction in terms. You can no more deserve grace than you can plan your own surprise party. In the same way that planning voids the idea of surprise, so claiming to deserve voids the idea of grace. You can ask for it. You can plead for it. But the minute you think you deserve it, the it you think you deserve is no longer grace. It is something you have earned. But grace can't be earned. To earn something is to find an equivalent. There is no equivalent where grace is concerned. Grace is birthed from hopeless inequity. Grace is the offer of exactly what we do not deserve. Thus it cannot be recognized or received until we are aware of precisely how undeserving we really are. It is